When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Reddit Ask Me Anything. My ex hired someone to kill me, but didn't get away with it. AM. Almost. A. Serious. Over a year after I separated from my husband, he finally gave up trying to get me back and decided to hire someone to kill me instead. Luckily, the police were notified and an elaborate sting was set up to catch him, which included them pretty much faking my murder. 2 days ago, my ex-husband received a 10-year sentence for conspiracy to commit murder. Do you know how he reacted after he was informed of your murder? From what I was told, he played the part of the distraught husband very well, until he found out that I wasn't really dead. How much time elapsed between your murder and his arrest? I am curious how the police safeguarded your children. Yeah, a few hours at most. She said they faked her murder and took down the tape once they had him in custody. She also said this all happened while her children were at school and was cleared up before they even got home that day. This is excellent police work. Good to see them get positive press. Can you tell the entire story from beginning to end? Even if you don't consider yourself a good storyteller, it will still give us an outline to ask further questions about. For the first year after I left him, he was in pretty much constant contact. He called, texted, or showed up at my house every single day, and it was always constant fighting. He tried every trick he could think of to try and get me to come back to him, and I continued to refuse. About 6 months before the incident, I completely cut off contact with him, finally realizing that even speaking to him was giving him hope that there was still a chance of getting back together. He continued to follow me around for a while after that, but then stopped suddenly, and I heard nothing else from him. One morning, after the kids were in school, I got a knock on my door. It was a couple of police officers, and they informed me that he had hired someone to kill me, and they were about to set up a sting to gather evidence and catch him. The supposed hitman called him to inform him that the job was done. Then a 911 call was made, reporting a possible burglary at my address. Another police officer showed up, then radioed for an ambulance. More officers started showing up. Then the ambulance arrived. They had no idea it was a sting until they got there. Soon afterward, the coroner was called. He also had no idea. A couple of detectives left the scene to go and inform him that his wife had been murdered and asked him to come to the police station and help them out by answering some questions. He answered their questions, I assume, and then was informed that I wasn't really dead, which is when he went into panic mode. This is pretty much the only way that his reaction was described to me. Then they arrested him. Once we knew that they had him in custody, everyone at my house packed up and left. The crime scene tape was taken down, and then everyone was gone. I was asked to go to the police station because my family was waiting there to see me. Thanks for doing the AMA again. Were you there for the sentencing? Did it feel satisfying or did you feel pity for your ex? I wasn't there for his sentencing. The detective on the case called me and informed me that he was in court and about to plead guilty. Rather than go to trial, I felt nothing but relief. I'm usually a kind-hearted person, but I don't think I have it in me to pity him anymore. I don't think not feeling pity for him makes you any less of a kind-hearted person. I think you're justified. How did the police help you fake your own murder? The police conducted a sting in which someone called 911 to report a break-in at my home. The officer that responded was in on it, and called for an ambulance when he arrived. Paramedics, and even the coroner showed up at my house, and pretended to be working a crime scene. It's a small town, so word travels quickly, so they knew that he would hear about what was going on and believe that his plan had worked. Did any of your loved ones think you were dead? What an ordeal. Yes, they all did. My family, excluding my children, were outside the house, trying to find out what was going on when the coroner arrived at my house. Where were you and your children during the fake murder? I was in the house, staying away from the doors and windows, so that I couldn't be seen. My kids were at school, and the whole thing was over before school was out. So what did you do at school today? Somehow no matter what they did at school wouldn't really be that interesting on that particular day. Today mommy died and daddy went to jail, then mommy undied. Oh, you made a macaroni picture of a turkey? The fact that you used the word undied proves to me that you've had some kids. Holy shit, that's duckin' scary. I prefer to imagine the immense relief felt by her loved ones when they find out it was a sting operation and she's fine. Yep, holy ducking shit. Could you imagine the pool of happy tears they all swam in when she revealed she wasn't actually murdered? Still pretty ducked for the family. I feel like they'd understand as it leads to the guy who tried to kill her being put behind bars. How long did they think you were dead? 1 hour? 24? It was about an hour before they were escorted to the police station and informed of what was really happening. She'll get around to telling them sooner or later. She's got some chores first, and Christmas is coming. My God, where does the time go? Actually, why not wait until Christmas, deliver their gifts and be like, surprise. Easter is more appropriate for this kind of surprise. Did they give you the option to stay dead, like fake your death and restart elsewhere? I have slightly dreamed of doing this. Edit. Faking my death, not hiring a hitman. Do both. Hire a hitman targeting yourself. Frame the hiring on someone else. Then when the police show up to help you fake your death, stay dead. It's foolproof. Have you had any contact from his side of the family? What did they say? I'm close with several members of his family. They have been very supportive of me through everything. Whoa, that's incredible. I'd hope I could do the same if a family member went off the deep end. My mom's best friend Mary had a daughter that tried to kill her husband and children. Mary, and a lot of her family, completely disowned their daughter and have a decent relationship with the husband. Mary said that after the horror effect wore off, she and her family were embarrassed by how the daughter acted. Mary had no ill feelings to the father, and as far as she could tell, he was a great father and a decent husband. Mary wanted to maintain a relationship with her grandchildren and realized that the best thing for them was if they never saw her daughter again. According to her, she thinks of the husband as her son and doesn't recognize her daughter as one of her children. That's actually kind of sad. It's less sad than if Mary's daughter had succeeded. You're both right. How did you first meet? Were there any warning signs along the way? We met at work. We worked for the same company, although not the same location. Our work brought us to the same location at least a couple of times a week. There were lots of warning signs the last couple of years that we were together, which is why we were separated. Do you think 10 years is enough, or will you fear for your safety after he is released? I will definitely be afraid for my safety, and that of my children after his release. I know of a person who was in a similar position where the offender stated at his trial that he'd come back for her. I think it got him another couple of years, and when released he was on tight probation, which made impossible to even get within a county of her. When he comes up for parole, be sure to attend hearings, and speak up asking that parole not be granted. Scumbag from my town openly said he'd come back for the woman who was a witness to a murder he'd committed. Did his 8 years end as soon as he was released? Came back and murdered her. A friend of mine was killed under similar circumstances. You guys are going to make OP sleep so well at night. Well, he is going to get out eventually. In Canada, you can get violent offender status, which means locked up forever. Sorry, but this is America. We need to make room for non-violent drug offenders. Can you block all visitation to your kids? What have you told them, or how are they coping? He has no visitation with the kids. I've told them that their father is in jail for trying to hurt mom. They don't know many of the details, but I couldn't keep the basics from them. How old are they? Will you eventually tell them the truth, or just let it lie as is? My children are elementary school age right now. I will make sure that they know at least most of the truth before he is released. Future Reddit, ask me anything. My dad tried to hire someone to kill my mom and got caught. Ask me anything. They grow up so fast. How did you find out that he was trying to get you killed? I found out about it when the police showed up at my door to inform me that he was attempting to hire someone to kill me, and that they were about to conduct a sting to catch him. I had no idea before that. That's interesting. How did the police find out? Did he pick one of those hitmans who are actually undercover cops or something? He asked his friends if anyone knew someone who could do it for him. One of his friends informed the police. Hey guys, hypothetically, if you were going to get your ex murdered, how would you go about doing it? I'm just saying. Guys, I'm just saying. You call Mother Ducker Jones. That's what you do. So, let's say I have $3,000 and a handgun. Would you, hypothetically, shoot my ex in the head 3 times? Well, hypothetically, you would be looking at least $5,000 for me too. I mean. How did the police find out he hired someone? Did you get any details of this? Was he just trying to make subtle Craigslist ads asking for a hitman? I don't think he tried Craigslist. Instead, he just asked all of his friends if they knew someone who could do it. I get the impression that he only talked about it to people he trusted. But one of his friends informed the police, and then he was introduced to either an informant or an undercover officer who pretended to be the hitman. Are you afraid of what 2024 will bring? Yes. And I'm afraid that he will be paroled long before he has actually served his 10-year sentence. The doc in your state should be obligated to notify you of all parole hearings so that you may appear before the board to oppose his parole. You may wish to inquire about this, if you haven't already. Correct. Moreover, the prosecutors should notify her. Source: I'm a prosecutor. Do you think you'll ever trust someone else enough to have a relationship? I think it might be possible, although difficult, but I'm not really looking for that at the moment. Before the police brought this to your attention, did you have any suspicions? Beforehand, I had a strong suspicion that he was planning something. I just didn't know what. I knew that it wasn't in his nature to just give up on something that he thought he deserved. I knew that it wasn't in his nature to just give up on something that he thought he deserved. Taken to extreme, this is one of the worst qualities anyone can have in terms of relationships and dating. It's what makes one party become a creeper or try non-consensual acts. Yet it's celebrated for the self-described nice guy in movies. Have you had any communication with him since his arrest? No, I haven't. And I hope that I don't have to. What inspired you to post this Ask Me Anything? To me, it's kind of therapeutic. In a way, I'm getting it all off my chest. Also, many of the questions make me think about things that I never put a lot of thought into before. So far, it's kind of helping me wrap my mind around the whole thing, and accept it as something that happened to me. The whole thing is still surreal, even in my memory. So what was the contract amount he paid to take your life? I believe that the highest amount he offered was $5,000. Damn 5k, I wouldn't even risk jail time on a burglary charge for 5k, let alone murder. Cause you ain't living on dem streets, bruh. That's just insulting. Do you have any advice for people that are currently in an abusive relationship and struggle to get out? My best advice would be to get out, no matter what you have to do. I understand the fear of having nowhere else to go, the embarrassment of having to admit to your family and friends what your marriage has become, and having to admit that you've lied to hide the abuse from them. All of that is difficult, but staying is always worse. People keep asking OP why the police faked her death. I remember the case of Dahlia DiPolito where this was done. In this particular case, the wife attempted to hire a killer to take murder her husband. The video gives a good insight as to why this was done. Yautabi link. Wait, is he the father of your children? Did he ever give an explanation as to why he did it? He is the father of my children. The only reason that he ever gave, which I think he gave to the supposed hitman, was that he wanted custody of the kids, and that would be a lot easier if I was out of the way. Yes, sir, having mommy get brutally murdered would definitely be easier on the kids than worrying about that whole shared custody thing. Duck. I kinda get the feeling he wasn't thinking about what the kids wanted here. How long did you have to play dead? Did you warn your close friends and family ahead of time that this was going to happen so they wouldn't freak out? I was only given a few minutes warning myself, and was not allowed to contact anyone, for fear that somehow it would get back to him. The whole thing only lasted 3 or 4 hours, but it seemed like a very long time. How did you feel after you were informed that he was trying to get you killed? Anger? Sadness? Both? Something else? At first, I was just in shock. I can't really tell you how I felt at first, because I don't think I even knew what I was feeling. The first thing I can really remember feeling was worry about my family, knowing what they were seeing from the outside of the situation, and imagining what they were feeling, thinking that I was dead. After that, it was anger at him for putting all of us through such an ordeal. I'm so sorry something like that happened to you. I'm sure I would be truly terrified if I were in your position. You've mentioned in a couple other comments that you have children and that you won't feel safe when he's released. I'm assuming the children are his. So my question is, did he ever threaten the kids? And what do the kids think of their father now? He used the kids as a weapon against me. He was constantly threatening to take them away, or run away with them, and I would never see them again. He even had the kids begging me to give him another chance, because daddy really has changed, and he's nice now. If you could ask your ex any question regarding the incident, what would it be? I would ask him if he honestly thought that he could get away with it. Verified. This is far down the comments list. Can verified ask me anything's get some flair that shows as verified? Has he ever seen you in person since the fake murder? In court, perhaps? If so, would you kindly describe the look on that bastard's face? No, he hasn't seen me, and I haven't seen him. Although I've heard that the look on his face when he found out that I wasn't actually dead was total shock. Is there a potential for him to get out on good behavior? If so, does the victim have the right to protest an early release? There is always a chance that he could be paroled before he serves his entire sentence. And yes, I believe that I will be able to testify at his parole hearing. Whoa, you made it to the end? You're a ducking beast. Thanks for watching, mate. Make sure to smash that like button and subscribe for more high quality content.
Our kids have said to us since we moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, the values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.